This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. This episode is brought to you by Shop Marketing Pros, the experts in marketing for top-tier auto repair shops. If you're running a successful shop and want to take it to the next level, Shop Marketing Pros is without a doubt your best option. From websites and SEO to social media and digital ads, Shop Marketing Pros helps shop owners just like you and me fill our bays, grow our revenue, and build the life we've been working for. If you're ready to take the guesswork out of your marketing, I want you to visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and get a free digital marketing inspection to start building the shop of your dreams today. Hey folks, welcome back to the Weekly Blitz. I'm Coach Chris Cotton and you're tuned into episode 6 of our Back to Basics series. This is the no fluff, straight talking guide to building a smarter, more profitable, and more predictable auto repair shop. Woo. We're episode 6. We're only going to 10, maybe a bonus episode. I don't know. We'll see when we get there. But so far, we've talked about vocabulary that unites your team, KPIs that drive your decisions, communication that builds trust, workflow that creates order, and the tools that make or break productivity. So now it's time to sharpen the most important tool in your shop, your brain. Today's we're going to dive into diagnostics 101, not the old school guess and check stuff, but a step-by-step process that's consistent, repeatable, and profitable. The one thing I know is if your shop is still diagnosing based on hunches, parts tossing, or outdated processes, you're losing more than just time. You're losing customer trust, technician confidence, and thousands of dollars a month. Let's stop guessing and start solving. So here's the deal. Every problem in your shop either starts or ends with diagnostic. When it's done right, it builds confidence, it prevents comebacks, it protects your reputation, and it drives profitability. But when it's rushed, when it's vague, when you treat it like a free courtesy check, that's when it's going to blow up in your face. Shops don't lose customers because they make mistakes. They lose them because they can't explain them. And in today's automotive landscape, smart modules, hybrid system, CAN networks, and ghost codes, you can't afford to guess anymore. You need a clear, standardized diagnostic process that every tech and advisor can follow every time. So let's build it, talk about it. This is the 8-step diagnostic process, okay? Number one, clarify the concern. Before we pop the hood, plug in a scanner, anything, we have to understand exactly why the customer's here. The service advisor needs to ask open-ended questions. When does it happen? Under what conditions? How long has this been going on? Has anyone worked on it before? Then you need to record their words exactly. It jerks when I go uphill around 50 miles an hour. After it warms up, not a drivability issue, whatever. Not a drivability issue. You know, you can't diagnose what you don't understand. If you have a diagnosis sheet for brakes, for cooling systems, for power steering issues, service advisor, hand it to the customer and have them fill it out and give it back to you. Then give that in one way or another to the technician. There's also some great technology pieces out there. We use Detect Auto in our shop. And whenever you bring up a concern like this, there's a button off to the right. It can give you prompts to ask questions that is related to this. And as you type in the answers, it will ask you more questions. If you need that, get that. Step number two, assign a testing level. Now that we understand the concern, we assign the right level of diagnostic testing before tech even touches a car. Here's just kind of a basic tiered structure if you're just trying to sketch it out. Level one, basic warning lights, obvious symptoms. Level two, most drivability, electrical, HVAC. Level three, intermittent, complex, no starts. This approach helps your team set proper expectations, quote accurately, avoid mid-process surprises, stay in control of the conversations. It's always easier to move down in level in testing level than to go back and ask for more money later because we did a terrible job of putting them in the right test. Okay? It's not about upselling. It's about owning the process. Present it like a professional diagnostic plan, not a coin tossed. Some of you may or may not agree with step three. Again, what's the one thing that we've said in every episode? Perform a full DVI. Before the tech tries to replicate the problem, they perform a complete digital vehicle inspection. Yes, even before diagnostics. Because you wouldn't go to the doctor with a broken arm, have them discover you have cancer, and then expect them to not tell you about it because that's not why you came in, right? Then why would we ignore a leaking water pump or bald tires just because the customer came in for a check engine light? DVI is your ethical obligation. It shows the customer that you care about their whole vehicle, that you're professional and consistent, and that you're building a long-term relationship, not just fixing a symptom. Concern comes first, but the car gets fully inspected every time. Having done that, we can go on to step four. Replicate the concern. Now and only now does the tech attempt to confirm the issue. Reproduce the symptom under similar conditions. Take notes. Record what happened. If you can't replicate it, document that clearly. It's not a failure. It's part of the process. Step number five, pull codes and analyze the data. Now we plug in the scanner or we interface the scan tool with the vehicle's onboard computer system. But this is not the code part. This is code equals starting point. You need to review freeze frame data, check live readings, pending codes, mode six. Use this info to understand what system needs further testing. Step six, test the system, not just the part. This is where great technicians shine. Voltage drop the circuit, smoke test the EVAP system. Use lab scopes, pressure transducers, logic, and most importantly, document everything. If we don't write it down, it didn't happen. Period. End of story. Step seven, confirm the root cause. This is where it all comes together. What failed? Why did it fail? What caused it? What else might be affected? Build a story the advisor can explain clearly and that the customer can trust. Step number eight, service advisor presentation. The advisor steps in to deliver the results with clarity and confidence. Here's what we found. Here's what's causing it. Here's how we fix it. And here's what else we noticed on your inspection. This is not a time to hedge or hope. They need to present the plan with authority, back it up with DVI images, scan reports, and technician notes. People don't buy from people who are uncertain. They buy from people who know what they're talking about. Now we need to talk about pricing. Diagnostics is not free. It's a premium service. This is what we do. And if you're telling your customer that you're going to charge them, but if they get the repair and you're going to return that money, but then you add two or three extra hours to the ticket and make it look like you didn't charge for it, that is a bullshit deal. And I think you're not a person with honor and integrity, and I will call you out on that. If you got anything to say to me, pick me up at a convention somewhere and we can go outside and talk about it. I would never do that to my customer. I would never coach that with anybody. How dare you, and shame on you. Diagnostics is not free. It's a premium service. You have to charge for it, and you're doing the industry a disservice by smoking mirrors and using crap like that. This is a service where you're using your most expensive tools, your most experienced technicians, and often spending the most time on these cars. So you have to charge accordingly. Set up diagnostic packages in your POS or SMS. Make them easy to quote. Train your advisors to explain the value. If you need to have a printed out copy of the testing levels and what we do, laminate it, put it at the front counter. This is how you improve your labor margin. This is how you protect your team's time. And this is how you avoid resentment from your techs, especially if you're in a flat rate shop. You would not expect a lawyer to work for free just because you're confused. So why are you doing it in your shop? Woo, you guys got me on my soapbox. I'm a little warm now. I have to open a window or something. Owners, if you're running a modern shop without a modern diagnostic process, you are leaving profit on the table and you're leaving trust on the line. Diagnostics isn't about being perfect. It's about being precise and consistent and clear. The eight-step system I just gave you and your team provides a structure, clarity, and authority to everyone do their jobs like true professionals. And your customers, the ones that truly love you, the ones that you want to be your customers, they're going to thank you for it because clarity builds confidence. If you want help building a diagnostic SOP, pricing strategy, or coaching your team on how to execute this from A to Z, I want you to go to autoshopcoaching.com. Let's talk about it. We'll help you stop guessing and start solving for good. I need you to take care of your people, take care of your customers, and take care of your process. I want to give another shout out to our sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. They're the only marketing company I recommend, and they handle all the marketing for my very own shop as well. If you're serious about growth, you need strategies that actually work, better websites, higher Google rankings, and ads that bring real customers through your doors. I want you to go right now and visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and partner with a team that understands your business, because every great shop deserves marketing that's just as great. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive, everybody. Until next time, this is Coach Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.